This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're surviving children's music.
When you wake up in the morning, it's 1:45, and you want to find something to do, you brush your teeth.
While some children's music is better than others, most of it can drive you crazy after multiple listens. To find out how to keep our musical sanity after children, we turn to Town Square 49 contributor, local DJ, and brand new father, Spencer Schroyer. I should say, first, congratulations on the twins.
Thank you. Yeah.
How are they doing?
They're doing great, man. My wife is a superwoman. It's kind of funny because the last time we were in here, we were talking about Valentine's Day music, which is essentially baby-making music. And now I'm back again, and we're talking about music for babies.
Schroyer, who also goes by the name DJ Spencer Lee, has been thinking about music for his boys ever since he found out he was going to be a dad. His wife wouldn't let him do that headphones on the belly thing while she was pregnant, but he did sing to them.
I don't know why, but it was stuck in my head, and I thought it would be kind of funny. It was like I was singing the Eagles' Hotel California to him. Like the Hotel California, they were kind of stuck in a situation that... Whether or not they liked it, they were in my wife's stomach for a while.
And now that his sons have arrived, he's been thinking about the music he's going to play for them. They're only about 2 weeks old, but he's already made his first baby playlist.
Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot, 9 days old.
So I thought about finding music specifically made for kids. And so I found some weird, like, psych rock from the 60s and then, like, a cool Chromeo song that's kind of contemporary they did on Yo Gabba Gabba. And I just kind of put stuff that I thought I could listen to that wouldn't drive me crazy and that maybe kids would kind of dig and sing along with.
I am a paleontologist. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am.
But Schroyer says as fun as these mixes are, he's not going to shy away from playing his music in front of his kids, even when they get a little bigger.
I think that's good to, like, school them on the classics. I know I'm going to do that in an annoying parental way. They might roll their eyes, but it's like, all right, here is where we go through the first four Led Zeppelin albums because this is part of your musical education.
Schroyer says you could get away with playing most classic artists for your kids. The adult content is often subtle, and if the kiddos end up liking it, everybody wins. No wheels on the bus over and over again.
Say you're talking about an artist like, oh, my kids should know the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. I think there's plenty of stuff in those catalogs that your kids would dig and that you could listen to, and that even if they're older wouldn't be potentially offensive. Like, you don't want to play some Rolling Stone songs for your kids. Like, you don't want to play some girls.
And that brings up an interesting point. We all have that song or that album we never want our children listening to. What album are they going to find in your collection that's just going to completely freak them out? They're like, whoa, Dad, yeah, you've got some weird stuff.
There are some landmines in there.
Like, can you name some?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, if the kids find a Two Live Crew record, you know, something that basically, like, was built on shock value, you know, that might be a little crazy.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Mama Bear and Papa Bear went for a walk through the forest. Mama Bear asked Papa Bear, could he eat her porridge?
My mom would not be happy about that. Grandkids listening to Two Live Crew.
But Schroyer says you don't have to give up the music you love for fear of enraging grandmas or scaring your kids. He suggests buying edited albums on iTunes, or in some cases, just getting creative.
I have a friend who is a huge Metallica fan. He and his wife are expecting a kid now, and it's like, all right, what is he going to play for his kid? Because, I mean, he's going to need his Metallica fix. So he probably will do some of that symphonic Metallica, you know what I mean? Like, they have classical music covers. And then you pull out Injustice for All after they're kind of used to hearing the like orchestral version of it. And then boom, that might blow their minds, their little baby minds.
On second thought, maybe just stick with Wheels on the Bus. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see DJ Spencer Lee's baby mixtape, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.